Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. The True. It is Thankful Tuesday. And Cousin Linda is with us, I believe. I am having internet trouble. I almost changed, rescheduled the show for 4 o'clock and had an appointment, but I need to change it. We need to stay consistent with this July schedule of 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Thursday in the month of July. And on Fridays, we are 4 p.m., live broadcast 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and on Saturday, 3 p.m., and with pop-up shows, you know, shows on Saturdays and in time, and email us at Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTRESHOKENT _Beth@yahoo.com. So I am doing my best to get my, as we broadcast, I'm doing my best to get my internet. Murphy's Law, right? Anything that can happen will happen. I mean, everything was just fine. I even promoted on Instagram and Facebook. I posted a selfie and promoted that the show broadcast at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, since we are really consistent. And I'm really loving that our listeners that love consistency are returning and also gaining new listeners and supporters. So big shout out to those of you that call in. Big shout out to Brother Warren. Big shout out to Pastor Don, Junior CEO, Brother Jones, Sister Latoya Evans, Ms. Inez, which Pastor Don, Junior CEO, turned me on to a few years ago. That's a pretty good show. I have many favorites, and there are new podcasters that are giving me so much love. I thank you all. You all, they chat with me in the chat room. They are tuned in. You all must call in and chat and, you know, give us the 411 about what your show, your podcast is all about. Thank you, worldwide listeners, for being the co-producers of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So as I talk, and you all, you can hear me, I am doing my best to get this internet to agree so we can continue on and talk about Thankful Tuesday and hot topics and what's on our mind. I really love yesterday's broadcast, as we celebrated Mindful Monday and discussed clean eating, eating clean, eating healthier. And it will be that topic will be continued, just like Thursday's started last Thursday report series regarding the elite of America and the world. And last Thursday we focused on Black elite, Black Americans, elite. And so this Thursday, we are still talking about the elite, the elite. We'll probably talk about the world, we talk about the corporations and the elite politicians, political world. But the elite families, I have a history. So to talk about, Cousin Linda, I'm not quite sure what she's studying, but I would like to talk about, and what I would talk about are like the elite American and world known families. You know, that's what angle I will be coming from on Thursday when we're talking about the elite. You know, like you all know, but I won't even go into it yet. But and which goes into corporations and companies and all that. But it's thankful Tuesday. I'm so thankful to at least be able to wake up to for this beautiful day. In the promo, the question is asked, how do we define thankfulness? And my definition is, and I wanted to do a rundown if my internet will come up, or I have to pull out my old-fashioned dictionary. Yeah, it's still important to have like old-fashioned stuff around, right? I do have an old-fashioned dictionary, or I should pull out my old-fashioned dictionary and read the definition. But being thankful, to be grateful, to just feel the emotions of gratitude. That's what thankfulness is all about. I'm so thankful to wake up this morning. I'm so thankful that the show is still going on, even though the internet is acting up. Oh, I think it's back. Yay, yay. We can get Cousin Linda in. Yay, yay. It's back on. It's back. I just need to get into the screen. But really thankful. Thankful for those, for you all, for the listening audience, for Blog Talk Radio. I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for friends. I'm even thankful for haters, because for some reason they drive me. You know, they drive me, and but I don't like it to be extreme hate, because I don't want, you know, I don't want to be a target or anything like that. But I remember Madonna, and big shout out Madonna, has broken her silence about her health. So praying for her to just continue to heal. And I've never been to a Madonna concert. Might end up going when she's kicked off her tour in October now. And those of you that have tickets, she also has put the word out to keep your tickets, and you can just use the tickets for your to enter. Okay, now my internet is good. See, this is live. This is live radio. This is a live show, not pre-recorded, as you all see. Yeah. Okay. Let me get my studio screen up so I can get Cousin Linda in. Should have my headphones on, my earbuds, right? I have a mic, but I usually have my mic hooked up to my computer, and I'm not on my computer because it needs to be repaired. Yeah, I'm telling y'all all my business. Yeah. But it's important because you're part of the business. And another reason why it's important that you all know, I provided the email address, but the Cash App, anything you send will go into the show. Cash App, $Beth, BETHBTRUKULTRESHOK. BETHBTRUKULTRESHOK. Yes, it's even a mouthful for me, my Cash App. I know sometimes I look at people Cash App, and I'm like, what is that? But some people say the same thing about mine. Like, wow, that's a mouthful. But Beth Be True Culture Shop. So I'm getting into the screen. Yeah, Wi-Fi was acting up, so someone asking me about the call-in number. The call-in number again is 516-595-8255. Okay. So my apologies for this delay, but I'm keeping my word, starting the show on time, unless it's just something beyond my control. But I am very thankful. I'm really thankful. Craziness can be happening, and it does not slow down the thankfulness. And Satan does not like that, right? We have to keep pushing. And I'm talking to myself, like Cousin Linda say. I'm talking to myself also. And I'm looking at a prayer. I was going to say another prayer. And it's from 100 Powerful Prayers. And you know what? The smallest books have the, like, most coolest information. Blessings often come to us shaded in disguise. Miracles work magic veiled from human eyes. Knowing healing comes from pain, that every loss makes way for gain, or that the sun shines after rain, and what goes around comes back again, marks the difference between the ignorant and the wise. Let me read that again. And this is from 100 Powerful Prayers, and it is Publications International Limited. Blessings often come to us shaded in disguise. That is so true. Miracles work magic veiled from human eyes. Knowing healing comes from pain, that every loss makes way for gain, or that the sun shines after rain. And what goes around comes back again, more is the difference between the ignorant and the wise. Whew, that's deep. That ignorant and wise part, that part, like some people say, that part. So if only my screen would pop up and we can really get our conversation going. So as of now, until I get the screen up, we will be doing commentary style. I love commentaries, don't you all? I miss the late Frank Melton, our former mayor. He had a very awesome commentary called The Bottom Line. And once he finished sharing his thoughts, and that, my friend, is the bottom line. And now, my friend, Cousin Linda needs a segment like that. Because now, my friends, it's time to introduce my cousin. My cousin. Cousin Linda, yes, yes, yes. And we're talking about how thankful we are and hot topics and what's making us happy and what we are fed up about. It is an entertainment lifestyle show, and I must remind you, and chat with us in the chat room and also call in 516-595-8255. My apologies again for the technical difficulties.
Hello, Cousin Bethany and listeners.
Hello there. How are you doing? My apologies for the technical difficulties. Something was going on with the internet right at showtime. I'm like, what? I had just posted on Instagram and it went to Facebook, and then when it was showtime, it just went boop. So good morning to you. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. Can't complain for an old lady.
Old lady.
Old lady. Oh,
good.
I'm disappointed. I didn't win any money in Powerball last night.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because Cousin Linda, last evening, I didn't even know we were big on the Powerball. And last evening, I'm like, Cousin Linda didn't even mention anything about if she was going to win the lottery. And Mega Millions is tonight, right? Did you get Mega Millions too?
No, I didn't buy Mega Millions. I have Jackpocket on my phone, but yesterday I went to the service station to get some gasoline, and I figured, well, while I'm here, I'll get a Powerball ticket. Didn't hit not one number, and I may do Mega Millions tonight. I don't know.
Right, because I even thought about doing it, because I'm one of those people, like, wait a second. I'm not going to win, but then you might win. We never know because it happens to the people that least expect it.
Right, and they say you can't win if you don't play, so.
Right.
But I got
it. How much is it tonight? How much is it tonight?
Probably 700 million. Take home is only 350 something million. But by Wednesday night, it will have escalated because, you know, people are steady buying tickets. And when they have these large jackpots, they seem to sell, they tend to sell a whole lot more tickets. People seem to be more interested in the large jackpots because people who don't play on a regular basis, they will probably get together and do some pools. And individuals who may have never purchased a lottery ticket, they have interest in it. So by Wednesday, who knows how much it'll be, maybe 800 or 900 million.
Oh, okay, it's Wednesday. Good night. Oh, okay. Yeah, I might get one or two. Wow. But
yeah,
you know what amazes me, too, is that there are smaller winnings. Because I noticed during that last big lottery, people in Mississippi won like $1 million, like in Byram and in Western Mississippi, I think. There are like spinoffs where you can win big pots.
Well, I don't know about big pots, but it just depends, like, on the power play. Normally, if you don't win the jackpot, you have an opportunity to win $2 or $3 million. And if you do power play or mega plier, it depends on whether or not it's going to be 2 times, 3 times, 4 times the winning. But, yeah, if you get 5 numbers without the Powerball or 5 numbers without the Mega Millions, you still win something, and then it drops on down. Like if you get 4 numbers in the Mega Ball, that's probably $100,000 or whatever. So, yeah, there are still winnings, but I want the whole shebang. I'll gladly take the lesser amount, but I could do so much more with that huge winning.
You're right, because I see in Massachusetts, a 7-Eleven sold a $100,000 winning lottery ticket. But you're right, if we
mm-hmm.
want to win what is promoted.
Yeah. Recently, there have been stores that hit in my neighborhood, I mean places where I have purchased tickets numerous times and didn't win a penny, and lo and behold, they have been hitting big bucks.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Stores where I have, because once upon a time, nothing in my area was winning, but it seems like here lately, they've been getting winning tickets a lot.
And some people go out of their areas to buy tickets thinking that their areas don't have the luck.
I can't tell you how many times I've done that. I've wasted all kinds of gas going to Garland, Richardson, Farmers Branch, Plano. I've been driving just everywhere trying to get the winning ticket.
Right. Right.
Not to mention, I was going to say, not to mention sending money to Mississippi trying to win. I bought lottery tickets in Mississippi. Not just from you. I had cousin.
I know.
Cheryl,
you're a friend before.
With
the tickets that I had gotten you said you won $6, right? Aw.
Well, hopefully
next time it'll be bigger.
Yeah, because that's not really a win when I sent $25. So I purchased $25
right.
and got $6. So that's a loss, actually.
Right.
And another friend of mine, Maddie Harris,
like
in
the casinos, you want to break even, and that's how I feel. Like when
no,
it surprises me too when I buy a lottery ticket, and at first I didn't know. I know one time I won like a small amount, but when I handed them the ticket, they tripled it, and I didn't even realize it was like three times what I thought I had won. But it was a small amount, but it still was a blessing. Like, oh, okay, it was like $4 or $2, but they tripled it because I just thought it was going to be just a few dollars. Then he was like, it was whatever, 3X, 2X or whatever. So you definitely have to pay attention to your tickets too, because, you know, you have to pay attention to the little money, so you might win the big money.
Yeah, the little money allows you to continue playing, and you might hit four or five free spins or something. So I think next time I go to WinStar, I'll take more money. And plus, you know, you get
I was talking about like the lottery ticket, but yeah, but buying lottery tickets and having fun at the casino, I'm like you. I like to at least break even. I don't want to I don't want to be in the red. Even though it's for fun, you want to win back what you spend. And that's the same. That's how I feel with lottery tickets. That's why I don't buy them often, because I want to at least make a little profit or break even. If I spend $2, I want to win at least $2 back. If I spend $25 like you, I want to at least do 25 plus.
Yeah.
Are there any lottery winner success stories you can think of? I'm looking at news today.
We did hit five numbers on the Texas lottery one time when I was working at AT&T Broadband, and there were, I think, seven of us in the pot. And yeah, there were seven. And one of my coworkers got angry with me the day before I purchased the tickets. I don't know what he was upset about, but he said he was not playing and he was not going to contribute anything. And I said, oh, okay, no problem. And the next day, we actually hit five numbers. It wasn't a lot of money. It was $3,600-something. And since this coworker decided he didn't want to play, we just split it six ways rather than seven ways. But that's as close as I've come to a jackpot. But we actually did five numbers. And I think I had only purchased maybe $25 or $30 worth of tickets, because I think we were playing like $2 per draw. And the drawings are held on Wednesday and Saturday. And that one, I got tickets that Tuesday night. And Wednesday night, we won, because I remember I was at work the next day, which was a Thursday. And when I was looking at the first, by the time we had hit the fourth,
you will win. Like if you win a big lottery, would you sure purchase it?
Okay, your phone cut out. I didn't hear what you were saying.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you mentioned you all went return to work the next day. If you won like one of these humongous lotteries, like
your phone cut out again.
Someone told me my phone been cut. You can continue to talk since I'm messing up.
Okay, well, I think you're asking if I won a huge jackpot when I was working, would I have continued to work a big...
the next day. If you had showed up the next day.
A big H-E-L-L no. Even if I had won, you know, if I had just got like maybe $100,000, there was no way I was going back to work. No. A lot of people that I've worked with, when the jackpot is like $25 or $30 million, say they would continue working. And my question is, why? Why would you come back to an hourly job when with that kind of money, you can buy your own business or just earn money from the interest alone. And one young man, when I was at Brinks, said that he was still young. I think he was about 27 years old. He said, well, I'm still young, so I need to continue working. I'm like, the jackpot is $30 million. You don't need to continue working. He said, well, I'm just too young to retire. So and you come back to this job? He said, yeah. And his mother worked there, too. She told me, you know, he wasn't too bright when it came to things like that.
But I think literally somebody want to be. Right. I think continuing your story about you all went back to work, and then I want to share. I think recently somebody won a big jackpot, and they kept working. I think this year somebody won like a lot of money, and they said that they were going to keep working.
Yeah, well, we didn't win nearly enough money to quit working or anything like that. I was just saying that the next day when I announced to the pool with me that we had won, and the young man who had decided the day before that he no longer wanted to be in the lottery pool with us, and he got mad at me. He said, you didn't want me on the lottery pool anyway. I said, no, that's not the case. You told me that you were backing out, that you no longer wanted to be in the pool. Now, you didn't want me to win. You just didn't want me to. I never could understand what was wrong with him. I don't know why he got angry in the beginning and just said that I'm no longer going to be in the lottery pool. I'm not going to play anymore. I just said, okay. And it just so happened that we won the next night. And when I came back to work at Thursday, and I always made copies of the tickets and gave everybody a copy, which they never looked at. I could have kept the money, and they never would have known that we won. But I'm an honest person. And so when I went around everybody's desk telling them that we had won, you know, we were excited. I didn't even tell this young man who pulled out of the pot. His name was Ron. I didn't even tell him that we won. The lady sitting next to me told him. She said, Ron, they hit last night. They hit five numbers. And that's when he got all upset and started verbally attacking me, talking about, you didn't want me to win anyway. Now, how in the world did I know that we were going to win? Because we had prior to that, we had won $90, and I think it might have been eight or nine of us at that time when we won a little $90, and people said they didn't want their money, you know, just reinvest in tickets. And I said, okay, because even though I was collecting the money, I never did act like I was a boss or anything. I would consult with people. And so when we got laid off from AT&T Broadband, and the last day at work, I got all these nice gifts from the people who were on the lotto pool with me. And I was saying, you know, I didn't expect this. And they said, well, you were so nice. You know, you never complained. You always gave us copies. We didn't even know when we'd win, and you tell us that we won. And I said, yeah, I am an honest person when I'm dealing with other folks' money. You don't have to worry about me finding. And that's why I gave them copies. So, you know, you can't come back on me. And like I said, they didn't even look at them. When we win, they had no clue. They didn't know.
But people call it a paper trail. We believe in the paper trail. You're going to see.
Yeah.
Right. And then for fun, they should have wanted copies. Like when you win. You know, this is about winning ticket right here.
Lazy, and at work they had stopped us from using the copier to make lottery tickets, which was fine. We shouldn't have been doing that in the first place. But I would go by Kroger or FedEx or somewhere. I'd spend my money and make color copies. I never took any money from the lotto pool. I didn't ask them for any money or anything. That was just what I did.
Right.
And so, yeah, they, in the end, I didn't know how much appreciated it, but they told me
that
they
was so nice.
They had given me a nice going-away gift.
That is so nice. And I'm looking at last night. I see what you're talking about with the power play. Powerball jackpot winner for last night was none. You probably know all this. Match 5 plus Power Play. There was a $2 million winner an hour. So I see what you're saying. Mm. There was a $2 million winner an hour. Match 5, $1 million winner was in California.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I'm on the Powerball website.
I get emails with the lotto results. I don't even have to look it up. I just look at my email.
Well, I'm signing up now. I'm on the Powerball website. So I'm signing up for the winning numbers delivered straight to my inbox. Yeah. So I'm signing up right now. I'm on their website. So the winning numbers for last night was 2, 24, 53, 58, and then the big.
Your phone cut out. They probably didn't hear it.
Someone told me my phone was cutting out. I did not believe them. I'm like, not my new phone. they're listening on, too. They're listening.
It's probably not your phone. It's your provider.
Oh, okay. And I did have trouble. You see, it was the delay of coming on. Okay. Thanks. Let me know that. Yes. Can you hear? Can you all hear me? Oh, the winning number last night, 2, 24, 34, 53, 58, 13. You didn't have those numbers, my cousin Linda.
Not one. And I'm going to give the Powerball numbers, Bethany, because I don't think people are hearing everything. Okay.
Right. And somebody might have missed it, you know, last night on their news or wherever they get.
I'll
be quiet and you share that info.
Okay, the Powerball numbers are 2, 24, 34, 53, 58, and the Powerball number is 13, and the Power Play is 2. So if you paid that extra dollar on the Power Play, you would get $2 million. Which you said somebody in Iowa or Idaho won?
Right.
Okay.
Hey, I think Idaho's ID. So, yeah.
Idaho. Okay.
Right. Someone in Iowa won $2 million. Somebody's $2 million, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they might be like saying, I quit. Or if they're a small business owner, farm. Look, I know those farmers love it when they win the lottery. Woo!
You know, invest in gold. If you're afraid of the stock market, which I would be, that's kind of risky.
I have friends in Jackson that invest in gold, and they are loving it. And their lifestyle is changing, too, for the good.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with gold. I remember back when it was $800 an ounce. That was back in the 70s. And I don't know what it is now, maybe $2,000 or $3,000 an ounce.
Right.
Your gold is a good investment. You can't go wrong with that.
Right.
Let's see what Mega Millions talking
about. Right. Go ahead and share that info, too. Tomorrow night, share the info for tomorrow night. I don't know if people could hear me. The estimated, I don't know if people could hear me when I mentioned Yeah, I'm on Powerball. Yeah.
Okay,
I was talking about Powerball from last night, but for tomorrow, for Wednesday.
It'll be $725 million. The cash value will be $366.2 million. So out of $725 million, you only get $366.2. And you probably have to pay some additional taxes on that. So you might come out with maybe $200 million if you're lucky out of 725, depending on what state you're in. In Texas, we don't pay in state income tax, so that'll help a whole bunch.
Right.
But some states have city, state, local, federal.
Trying to do that. They're trying to get the district.
So what now?
They're trying to get the state, like Texas, tax.
Okay, all I heard was state and taxes.
Oh, Mississippi is trying to get like Texas. I don't know how long it would take. The governor.
They're trying to eliminate state tax in Mississippi.
Uh-huh. Yes.
They never should have started it. They started it back in 1968 under a Republican governor, John Bell Williams.
In the year I was born, and you know, I have some history with John Bell Williams. I didn't even know who he was. John Bell Williams lived in the house that I live in.
Mom and I used to
talk about like I should run for office, and I should the same thing. Run for office. We always talk about, well, I should run for office too. You know.
Well, anyway.
Uh-huh.
Well, back on John Bell.
About that man being racist. So was he a Republican?
Yes, he was a very overt racist. He had one arm. I think he lost his arm in the military or something in the war. But anyway, they nicknamed him the one-armed bandit.
Right. Because we didn't know why his mail was coming here. And my brother and I. And then my mom was like, my brother, late Christopher, he was like, that's the man that used to have the one arm. And mom used to say, yeah, and that's what she said. And then that's when I started researching. And then when I so happened to share the info with you, you were like, oh, no, that's who put the gates around the governor's mansion.
Yes,
to keep the N-words out. And then, in Cousin Linda, when I do research, the research says differently.
Of course the research says differently.
Right.
I was working downtown not far from the governor's mansion. I remember the years when the governor's mansion did not have a gate. It was just wonderful. And then when he got in office, and like you said, to keep the N-words out, he was just spending money because he could.
That's what you told me. I didn't know. Because all my research is that the governor's mansion was renovated when he was in office, and then they didn't spend a lot of time there. And then they put it like it was part of the renovation detail.
And the fence is what goes up. A fence is not a part of the residence. No, John Bell Williams was an overt racist. He didn't mind who knew it. In fact, he was like Donald Trump. It's kind of like, I'm racist and I'm proud. I want you to know it. And he was spending all kind of state money, and it's probably federal too, because that fence went up. I think it was $10,000 at the time, which was an astronomical amount of money. In addition to the fence, there was
money.
Can I finish? In addition to the gate, there was a guard house with 24-hour guards that had to be paid. So, and a lot of those people who elected him were quite upset. You probably won't see that either. They were quite upset because they had no idea he was going to get into office and start spending money like a drunken sailor. Okay, I'm finished.
Wow. I don't even know how, I'm trying to think, how did we get on that? Oh, we were talking about the state tax. You were saying that he's the reason why we started paying state tax in the state of Mississippi.
State income tax.
Uh-huh.
You know, tax on your paycheck.
So that's been almost 55 years since I was born in 68. So, wow. So, yeah, it is possible. Well, now our Republican governor, Tate Reeves, he wants to eliminate it.
I think he's probably just saying that. That's probably smoke and mirrors. That's to get votes.
I think it's to give because there's so many people who get this business.
Once a tax is instituted, it's very rarely that people rescind it. Once a tax is there, it's usually there permanently. I don't care what politicians say, promise, or do. Those taxes are there. So Mississippi is going to be saddled with that state income tax. And the people in the most people there don't earn enough money to pay state income tax, because by the time you pay federal, state tax, Social Security tax, Medicare tax, and maybe Medicaid, I don't know, but you certainly pay Medicare tax. That's half of your salary right there. And people in Mississippi know it's not an industrial state, so you don't have a lot of high wage earners. I think Mississippi is probably at the bottom of the barrel as far as wages. If they're not number 50, they're at least 49. So state income tax.
Yeah, but then also the most millionaires too, per capita.
Well, y'all don't have but a few people in the state. That's not saying much.
And those few, probably saying, let's get this tax. And then those that come in. The reason Tate Reeves wants to eliminate is because of. We get a lot of big business coming here, and that helps a lot. Because people do move here.
I don't consider a lot.
But did you get a chance? Because people can hear me talk about Wednesday. I don't want to get off track, because I notice that sometimes we do get off track. It's painful Tuesday, and we're talking about gambling and lottery, so hopefully we can be saying we're thankful for winning a lottery or winning something. But I don't know if you, because since I'm going in and out, I don't know if you announced tomorrow. Yeah, you did announce tomorrow night. Mega Millions. What's up with Mega Millions?
Mega Millions is tonight. And it's $500 million.
See, that's what I was talking about when we first started talking. I was like, well, one is tonight. I thought it was Mega Million was tonight.
Yeah, Mega Millions is on Tuesday and Friday night. So tonight's drawing right on the website is $500 million. Of course, that's going to go up because people are going to be buying tickets. But if you win, if it's $500 million, your take-home cash estimated value is $251 million.
Right.
Somebody texted one night. They had they won $10,000. They had four of five numbers with the Mega Ball, and it was worth $10,000. So I'll take it.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Powerball, Mega Millions, I'm looking at an article that says that combined they're like at $1.1 billion. Woo.
That
is amazing.
I don't think one person is going to win both of them.
Oh, no,
they
I'm
already
just saying that they're just talking about, no, they're just saying combined what the value of those two lotteries. I wasn't saying if one person bought both. That's how the article was headlined that I'm looking at.
Right. I know that's not what you were saying. I'm just adding my little two cents, saying that it's highly unlikely that one person will hit both jackpots.
But you know what I was thinking?
Yeah,
What if that happened like in the same family or like two people that know each other? What if that happened? That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would really be amazing. Because, you know, when it just went in the jackpot period, they start giving statistics about you're more likely to be struck by lightning, eaten by a shark, and all this other stuff. The statistical odds are against you, but people do win. So, but I don't think anybody's going to win both of these. I could be wrong, but I just don't think so.
Right. It's gonna be like, what kind of love?
Your phone cut out. What did you say?
I said, and that just wouldn't be right. Like, what kind? I would love to be around a person that does have luck like that.
No, I don't want to be around them. I want to be that person.
Right. I'm thinking if it was. But back to the same table.
I don't know about the other listeners, but I didn't hear you. I can't hear you. I don't hear anything, Bethany. Okay, I heard you say hello.
Your show. Well, how do you define thing?
Is there anybody else out there who can talk?
Cousin Linda?
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I was asking you about thankfulness. How do you define thankfulness? That's the name of the show, Thankful Tuesday, and what's your definition?
I don't really have a definition of thankfulness. I've never had to try to define thankful. That's a hard one. I guess being grateful to God for what you have and for what he's done for you. You're thankful that you have good health, thankful that you have a husband or wife and children, thankful that they are successful, whatever that means, thankful that you have food, clothing, and shelter, or happy that you have those things. I guess I just never thought about what thankful actually means.
Yeah, I had never thought really about it, too. And then I looked up the definition, and then my internet started acting up. And I thought, old-fashioned dictionary, and look at it. And it's pretty much what you are, what I had looked up. I looked up the definition. And you would think, what's the difference in gratitude and thankfulness? Because we talked about being grateful, too, on the table. And pretty much what I've seen in my research, I hope you all can hear me, is what you explained, just the emotionally feeling good about life.
Yeah, looking on the internet, on Google, it doesn't seem that they give a definition of the word like it's a noun. It seems to be an adjective, I would guess, expressing gratitude and relief. That's kind of vague to me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says, remind yourself of all the good around you. So, but yeah, I think it's easier for me to say what I'm thankful for rather than defining the word thankful.
Right.
So I'm thankful to you, thankful for you, thankful for your listeners, because they certainly could do other things with their time, but they choose to call in or be in the chat room or whatever. Thankful to have friends. The family that I keep in touch with has been cut down to almost two people, two or three people, and I have very few friends now because of distance. I have, you know, like people I've known for years on Facebook. But as far as having a lot of friends in the city of Dallas, that's a few people. And everybody is leading their own lives. You know, we don't get together and congregate like we used to because people work and because of distance. But I'm thankful for the people that I do have in my life.
Right. I don't know if you could hear me at the beginning, but that's what I said. I was thankful for you and listeners and family and friends, even haters. So those that aren't like to the street.
Yeah, the Bible says we're supposed to bless those people that hate us or would spitefully use us. That's kind of hard to do, but that's what we are instructed to do according to the scripture, is to pray for your enemies, pray for blessings for your enemies.
Like, these are American musical words.
You cut out again.
End of the show.
Repeat.
I'm repeating. Can you hear me?
I heard you say you hear me.
Right. So when I was thinking about it, I recall in the 80s when Madonna, musical wars,
I don't know what you said. Still having technical difficulties.
Okay. blue.
But did you go over the Mega Million numbers? Because I realized my numbers, my phone.
Okay, let me go back and get them. Hold on.
Yeah, because that's what was on my mind at the beginning. The Mexico, because I knew that was tonight.
Okay, let me pull them up again. Just a second.
And I'm looking at Jill. He was Democrat. He was a Democrat governor. He was hated.
Who was the Democrat
Party? John Bell Williams. Democrat.
John Bell Williams was a Republican.
He was Democrat.
John Bell Williams couldn't have been a Democrat.
He was a Democrat. I know he was Democrat.
Okay, well, he must have
Democrat.
He was alienated.
He was alienated from the Democratic Party after he did the Black Monday speech.
Okay, well,
but he was when he was governor, he was he ran on the Democratic. He was Democratic.
Well, that must have been when they became Dixiecrats. Because yeah, a lot
right.
of
he was a Dixiecrat. Because I know when you say Republican governor, and I'm thinking John Bell Williams, Democrat. He was a Dixiecrat. He was when he was
okay,
Congress.
Okay, well that's a
and then he ran as a Democrat governor.
Okay, well Dixiecrats but, are Republicans. You know that. They started out as Democrats. But when it looked like Black people were getting some benefits,
But when we share the information to the listeners, I mean, you want to add a note also, you know, because I'm like, he's
okay.
a Democrat
well,
when you were saying he was a Republican. Because everybody,
okay.
all the listeners around the world don't know that. So they
okay, well, I'm wrong.
So,
I admit I was wrong.
I thought he was a Democrat. I'm like, I know he's Democrat. And you were like Republican. I'm like, I know he's Democrat. So I'm. Thank God you did say because I'm a. It's a Black Monday.
Okay. Like I said, I'll admit I'm wrong. I hope they can hear. I was wrong. I thought he was a Republican because that's the way he acted. So
he was Democrat
he was
Congress, Democrat governor.
Okay, that was racist because I know,
but I'm just correcting that because don't y'all any, you know, if
okay.
anything, no, but people need to know what you meant.
Okay, well, his policy, no, I actually thought he was a Republican because his policies were Republican.
I thought you were just calling him that. But no, he was a Democrat. He was a Democrat governor.
And he was Democrat Congress.
But after he did the Black Monday speech, that's when the National Democratic Party started alienating him when he was Congress because of his speech on Black Monday, naming it Black Monday.
Okay.
I didn't even know he was the one that created Black Monday. So I'm glad you said that because I ended up finding out some stuff I didn't know.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that either. Thanks for the correction. Now, on the Mega Millions, while your phone is still working, the numbers are 8. This is from Friday night. The numbers are 8, 10, 17, 55, 66. The Mega Ball is 3. And the money for tonight, I think I already gave this, is $500 million. Estimated cash value, $251 million, but that will probably increase because people are probably right now buying a lot of tickets. So the more tickets they sell,
mm-hmm.
the bigger the jackpot gets.
Wow. Like in my salt bay voice, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I couldn't hear that video or whatever that you tagged me in, but it looked, looking at his mouth, it looks like he was saying, wow.
Right. So I have to redo it, because when I reshared it, my phone was set up with my Bluetooth on my speaker, and I'm like, why I can't hear the music? And then I got it right. So I have to re-put it up. But yeah, I know that was a happy farmer too, because he ended up buying everything, all the flowers, all the produce, everything for his restaurant.
It went to Instagram, and I'm not on Instagram, so I didn't know what was going on.
Posted on his Instagram, and so when I post on Instagram, it can post on my Facebook. Also,
yeah, when
stories,
I put
other stories that you would like.
I know a lot of people will put videos out there, and when I click on them, they go to Instagram. I'm like, well, okay, I don't know what's going on with that one.
But because it's a reel, you're able to see it. It's a really like a big song being played. But yeah, I love how he interacts with people. Yeah.
Okay, your phone cut out again. Interference.
The power. I know.
Okay, I missed all of that. Okay, what's the reason you're having this problem? We can't hear you.
Either. Because it is kind of crazy looking out there.
Oh, y'all having storms again?
Yeah, well, it's crazy weather. It's not storming now, but it's just crazy looking. It might be storming somewhere, but it's been like, it's dark now.
Okay, it's overcast over here. We don't have any rain, but it's not sunshiny.
Right. What I was saying was we're back on track and we're doing good. I said, when interference happens, that's what we say on the prayer line too. When interference happens, the devil trying to block things. But I said earlier in the broadcast at the beginning, when I said a prayer, no weapons formed against us shall prosper, that's when the internet started acting right. Those that don't believe in good and evil. Good and evil definitely exist. You know, evil is trying to block the messages. But no, this is my first time ever experiencing this, so hopefully it's rectified for tomorrow and any other interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but I know on the prayer line when that happens, prophet always say, yeah, Satan trying to block things, interference, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and distraction. And interference and distractions. But when I start praying, no weapon to myself, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, then the internet start acting right. So,
good.
Wow. So it's power in prayer. But so I just need to continue praying for this interference to stop and don't pop up again here on the podcast and on other interactions. Also, yeah.
no labor. Very important, no labor. I'm one of the co-chairs. So I have a couple more co-chairs that have joined me. On the Democrat side, Ms. Alice Skelton have joined, and we have another gentleman that have joined us also. But on Thursday, we're having a Zoom meeting. I'll send the link out and send it to you all, those of you that I have emails, but I'm also going to be doing live talking about it so you all can join us on Thursday. We will be talking with Holly Page, one of the co-founders of No Labels, and Miss Christine, the leader that's over the state of Mississippi. But I've been co-chair and it's been honored to be offered that position back in September. And Alice Skelton is familiar with you all because she was once over the Democratic Party here in Mississippi. And she, you all, some of you probably know her as running Miss Grove. She's still very active in the community and doing a lot. She's coming back out. She lost her mother recently, and she's coming back out doing her thing. And but she's always out because she helped with the garbage. She helped. She and other leaders and other organizations that she belonged to help with this garbage contract. You know, being Jackson. So she and I are co-chair of the state of Mississippi with No Labels, and we have another gentleman that have joined also because I don't have permission to say his name. I'm not going to say his name. So he'll bring his people in too on the meeting on Thursday. But we have meetings scheduled. Our mission control meetings be on Wednesdays, and we also have No Labels one-on-one for those of you that just want to know. And it's important to know what's going on. Like Cousin Linda recently talked about, and we need to talk about all the candidates. Cousin Linda brought, and I'm surprised she had mentioned Cornel West. So we have so many people, Republicans and third party, independent party people that are running. So we need to talk about what's going on with so many people vying for the job of the United States. And number one, we need to put our country first, which is No Labels motto. We need to put our country first, what party we belong to. It's all about humanity, the way I look at it, or what's humanly right for all of us. We the people, you know, regardless of who we are, we should and like Cousin Linda mentioned, you know, politicians should be mindful of how they're spending funds and if they're really representing the people the way they should be. They definitely should be accountable, and we the people should be accountable also. Hear me or not, but if you did not, my apologies.
We can't hear you.
What? Well, thank you all. My apologies for technical difficulties. Thank you, Cousin Linda. Thank you all. Tomorrow is World Wednesday. World Wednesday. So what's going on in the world? So let's talk about what's going on in news, what's going on in the world, stuff going on. And listeners are international. So those of you that can, please chat with us and call in from around the world. Thank you. You've been listening to the Shack and Herb.
Okay.
And be true with my co-host, Cousin Linda. Thank you.
Can't hear you, Cousin, but I guess it's over and out.